Action had been stalled after six Republicans refused to support the budget that had been approved last week by the Senate. The final package has about $58 million more. More than half of that is to continue additional aid to charter schools operated by school districts. There also are smaller additions, like $2.5 million to start a veterinary school at the University of Arizona. But the bid by dissidents for a big increase in cash for child welfare above the Senate plan stalled. Appropriations Chairman John Kavanaugh said he first wants to see the findings of a special report on the agency due next month.
We are committed to giving more later on, but it's premature to set a higher amount for CPS funding until next month when the study committee comes in and says, what should it be? The issue will be readdressed at that time.
Representative Kate Brophy McGee, one of the holdouts, did get colleagues to add language saying it's the intent of the legislature to reexamine the budget after release of their report. She acknowledged that falls short of an actual commitment of new dollars, but she said the findings should provide ammunition and public pressure to demand funds for additional staffing. The Senate gets a look at the House changes later today. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.